Oasis Audio presents The Pumpkinhead Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. A Pumpkinhead Ghost.
"How does it look?"
asked Jessie, stepping down from the ladder. She stood on the lawn and looked up at the fall decorations on Grandfather's big white house.
"It's very pretty," said 10-year-old Violet.
She tied a yellow ribbon to a pot of purple mums. Purple was Violet's favorite color. She placed the pot next to the front door.
"Nice job, Jessie," said Henry. "I will put the ladder away for you when I'm done here."
Henry was hammering a post into the ground. At 14, Henry was the oldest of the four Alden children.
"That feels nice and sturdy," he said. "Are you ready, Benny?"
Henry, Jessie, and Violet looked down at 6-year-old Benny. They burst out laughing. Their little brother was covered in straw from head to toe. He was stuffing an old pair of pants and shirt.
"I can't tell which one is the Scarecrow and which one is Benny," said Henry.
Benny jumped up.
"I am Benny,"
he cried.
"And this is Sam, but he's not done yet."
"Let me help," said Jessie.
Jessie was 12 and often acted like a mother to her younger brother. She pinned Sam's shirt to his pants. She struggled to button all the buttons on the bulging shirt.
"Sam sure is a fat Scarecrow," said Violet. "I stuffed him with a lot of straw," said Benny. "I didn't want him to be hungry."
Violet smiled.
"Scarecrows don't get hungry," she said. "But I sure do."